And good evening, it's Liz here, your promoter, and I'm here with Father Robert Smith, the parish priest of Whitehall Parish and the Church of the Holy Child, a beautiful church. We've just been attending Holy Mass, celebrated by Bishop Paul Dempsey and Father Robert Smith. Father Robert, how are you? It was a beautiful evening.
Thanks be to God. It's a wonderful evening in every sense. As the sun shone through the rose window over the altar, we saw the incense rise in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament and then the relics as well. And to have such a lovely crowd gathered, a great spirit of faith and a spirit of renewal in the church. Wonderful.
Amen. Amen. And the Sacred Heart Devotion, do you know, what does that mean to you, Father?
Sacred Heart Devotion is one, I suppose, in a personal sense, as the bishop said this evening in his homily, I can remember my grandparents' walls. I can remember visiting my great aunt in London and always, even as a little boy, curious at that little red light that used to flicker in front of the image. The notion of the Sacred Heart, this wonderful font of mercy. And I think one of the beautiful reflections I encountered some years ago is that the notion of the fire that burns within the heart, it can be a little bit like not just the fire of love, but an incinerator of sin. So if we come to the Lord and entrust ourselves to him, that he is willing and ready to forgive and lift the weight off us, it's like we throw them into the incinerator of his love and his heart. So I think it's a very powerful image, a very powerful devotion, and one that is in particularly dear in Ireland, but really right throughout the Catholic world.
Well, Father, I love the incinerator of sin. I've never really thought of it that way, but it is. It's beautiful and very poetic in your description as well. And I thought Bishop Paul's homily there on Dilexit Nos, I think the Holy Father blessed the statues in January, and he had released his encyclical there last year. There was something very poignant about Bishop Paul's homily today when he was talking about Dilexit Nos, don't you think?
Particularly when we think that it is to that very mercy of the Lord, whom Pope Francis preached, that we now commend him in the presence of statues that were blessed, listening to words that were issued from his papacy. And also in the light of the words of Pope Benedict, that definition of faith is like an exodus that calls us to go out of ourselves. I thought it was a wonderful reflection on how there is always a continuity in the way in which the Church preaches the love of Christ and as we find it in the Sacred Heart.
Amen. And Father Robert, what do you know about Radio Maria and our mission?
Well, Radio Maria isn't always pronounced as such, depending on what country, in which country one finds oneself. There are different ways of pronouncing it. It's an international movement that is seeking to, I might describe it to be like a friend. You know, we have this lovely expression, the Irish language, anam cara, which is like a soul friend. And many people describe the radio itself, the device, as like a friend, particularly perhaps for those who live alone, for those who can perhaps struggle to get out into society or even to play a more active role in a parish. It's something that provides people with a lifeline of prayer. And I know that whether they have a radio or they're able to listen to their telephone or on the internet, so many different methods for people to listen, to join in a communal prayer from a place where they may find themselves to be alone, but not lonely because of that accompaniment. But also an important resource in providing what we might call formation. Mm-hmm. Not simply catechesis, teaching us about the faith, but formation to be disciples of Christ in, be it Ireland in the case of Radio Maria here, or throughout the world. And I know in Italy in particular, it's a very country in which I lived, a very dominant presence too. So I would describe it in that way, like a friend that accompanies people, particularly who may find themselves to be alone, but then in a more universal sense as a resource of formation, of solidarity, of realising even when we might feel ourselves to be small, that we're part of something much bigger, part of the church, which is the body of Christ, and that we're destined to proclaim the gospel, and one day we pray to inherit the kingdom of heaven.
Wow, thank you so much, Father Robert. Those are absolutely beautiful words about Radio Maria and about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So thank you so much for your time today. Thank you so much for facilitating everything that happened this evening with the Sacred Heart.
It would be remiss of me in the context of Radio Maria then not to talk about the concept then of the twin hearts, that it's not simply simply the Sacred Heart of Jesus, in the sense that God is simple and pure and wonderful, but twinned with that gift of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The mission of Radio Maria is entrusted to her. So always remembering that Mary is showing us the way to her son, regardless of the medium.
Thank you so much, Father Robert. That was beautiful. Thank you.